entire prophetic ministry is fought worldwide. The devil fight prophets because the devil knows that without a prophet, he can invade your house anytime he wants.
Yes.
Without a prophet, he can kill you anytime he wants. But when a prophet is there, it is impossible because he will see before it has happened. If you believe, receive in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
I receive. I receive. I receive.
Imagine the Jews, the Israelites, 400 years in slavery in Egypt. No prophet, no deliverance. God said, God didn't look for, you know, God would have gone to Syria and made the Syrian soldiers to fight Egypt and redeem the Israelites. But God didn't use an army. God went in a bush, in a desert, looking for a prophet. He said, prophet, I've heard the cry of my people. He said, Moses.
Oh, yes.
He said, now go. In the New Testament, when Apostle Paul, when he was going to kill Christians, before his name turned into Apostle Paul, when at first he was called what? Saul. On his way to persecute apostles, the Bible says he met light. He was hit by the light. And Jesus said, so, it is me you are persecuting. It is me, Jesus, whom you are persecuting. And the Bible continues to say, then Apostle Paul was instructed to say, go to a house of a prophet. I'm talking of a New Testament in the book of Acts.
Oh, yes.
Who sent him? Jesus. He met Jesus on the way. This is when Jesus had already died. He had already resurrected. There were apostles waiting where he was going. But God said, before you meet apostles, meet a prophet first. True to the word of the Lord, when apostles heard that Saul was coming, they were all running away, hiding, thinking they want to be killed. But when a prophet heard he's coming, a prophet went to welcome him. Because God had told the prophet already the matter.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Some of you, people run away from you because they think you are poor. But I'll run to you because God has told me the matter.
I receive.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Somebody shout glory.
Apostles thought it was the same old Saul who was killing people. But the prophet knew it was not. People may think you are the same old person, but I want to tell you, you are not. As a prophet, I'm seeing great calling in you.
I receive.
You surprise people when you live here.
I receive.
They will say, is this the same pastor I used to know? Is this the same apostle I used to know?
I receive.
Is this the same businesswoman?
I receive.
What happened? Yeah. The Bible says, you shall meet a prophet.
Oh, yes.
And the Spirit of God will come upon you.
Oh, yes.
And you'll be changed into another man.
Woo. Bring it on, Daddy.
Are you ready?
Yes, oh, yes. Daddy.
Give us water, Papa.
We began to prophesy way back. We know these things. It's a prophecy.
Prophecy.
The Bible says in the New Testament, it says, when he was going up, he made others to be apostles, others prophets, others evangelists. It says when Jesus was going up, he made others to be evangelists. So if you're an evangelist and you now come and preach prosperity, I'll ask you a question, why? Because prosperity is not for evangelists. It's for prophets. The Bible says, believe in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. Believe in God, you shall be established. Believe in prophets and you shall prosper.
Somebody shout, I receive it! Bring it on, Daddy.
2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. I want us to read together. 1, 2, 3, go, read. The reason why Christians are poor,
yes, Daddy,
is because Christians are busy fighting prophets. Muslims, in almost every country, Muslims are better than Christians. You know it. You are here in Kenya. You know it. Most millionaires are Muslims. Most companies are owned by Muslims. Most buildings in town are owned by Muslims because they believe in their prophet Muhammad. Christians are still fighting their own prophets. The secret of prosperity is in believing prophets. So the Bible says, if you want to be strong in the Lord, believe God. And when you want prosperity, believe prophets. Because prophets have got a creative word. A prophet can create and dictate your destiny. Oh yeah, I'm talking about people.
Oh yes, Daddy.
Do it, Papa.
This is why prophets, when they come in a place, we don't come here or any place just to say, I've come here for. No, there's a task, a mission that God gives us. So all your prayers, you have been praying all this time around, they'll be answered in this meeting.
I receive.
Oh, somebody clap hands for Jesus.
All of you here, do I know you? Do I know you here?
No.
All of you, nobody, I know no one?
No.
Papa.
Okay. Now, maybe we met somewhere?
No.
Papa.
Huh?
No.
No.
Maybe you told me your name?
No.
Huh?
No, no, sir.
Maybe you wrote your paper, your name on a paper?
No, no, sir.
Or your information?
No, no, sir.
Or maybe you gave it to someone else?
No, no, sir.
Now, because this is the information that people who cannot prophesy, who can't see anything, when they become too jealous, they say, no, 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 no. Those people, they meet the prophet behind. He pays them. He gives them money. Even if it was to pay you, is it their money?
My father, my father. The sharpest prophet.
People are so confused. They will say, no, 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 he pays people to fake miracles. Then tomorrow they will say, no, 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 he's stealing money from the people. So which is which? He pays them. Then again, he steals money from them. So which is which? Just admit you can't see the way we see. Come here for deliverance. We pray for you and your pastor. Then things are.
Somebody clap hands for Jesus.
Within 18 days.
Oh, yes.
I hear sound of a trumpet. God is rising in power for you.
Oh, yes.
Within 18 days, you shall have a testimony.
I receive it. I receive
it. Hear me. You see, prophets, we are not for people who don't believe in us.
Yes, Daddy.
prophets are there for people who believe in them.
Oh, yes.
Imagine Elijah, as powerful as he was. Can I surprise you? Do you know, as powerful as Elijah was, he only performed 7 miracles. Because no one believed in him. No one. No one believed in him. He only performed 7 miracles. As powerful as Elijah. A man who could call fire from heaven. Who could call for rain. And people could see like this. After those miracles, no one could go behind and say, man of God, pray for me. Nobody was believing in him. Don't you think it's only this generation? As powerful as Elisha was, a man who could divide the river by just speaking a word and the river could split. He never performed a miracle of healing leprosy in Israel. He only healed one man from Syria. And he only performed 14 miracles. The whole Bible. As powerful as Moses was, nobody went to him to say, I am sick, pray for me. There is no one he healed. Because people don't believe in prophets. People don't be like, oh no, all the prophets in the Bible were more powerful, they were humble, they were this, like this, this. It's you who thinks those prophets were accepted. Those prophets were persecuted than we are persecuted. Do you know that even Elijah had to go and hide in a cave? I've never hide in a cave. I go for holiday. What I mean is, they went through so much because nobody believed in prophets. Jesus was killed by clergymen called the Pharisees. The word Pharisee, if you don't know, it means set apart. Men who were calling themselves men of God, bishops. The Sadducees. They're the ones who betrayed and killed Jesus because they said he is calling himself a prophet. The demon of killing prophetic ministry is so strong until today. I'm telling you this statement because after I leave, there will be a prophetic revival in Kenya.
Oh, yes, we receive, Daddy. We receive it.
But Kenya, hear me this very well. Those prophets that God will raise in your land, don't fight them. Every country that fight prophets, their destruction, political maneuvers is near. When you see a country, people fighting prophets, the devil will remove a supernatural power first for him to have his way. And I want you to know one thing. If Kenya had prophets in your land who were praying for your land, some of these tragedies you face, problems you face, disasters you face, attacks you face, could be reduced. All the tragedies that you face, if you've got people who pray for your land, people who cry for your land, people who God speaks to them. But every time a prophet is raised in Kenya, you associate him with witchcraft. You call him Satanist. The Bible says, don't call evil what God calls holy. Don't call uncommon what is not uncommon. So I'm speaking to you today because maybe time will not come again where you will see me like this, physically like this. But when, wherever you will be, wherever you will be, remember my words. God has sent me because there will be a revival, a prophetic revival in Kenya. People will begin to see visions. People will begin to interpret dreams. People will begin to prophesy. For God says, for the sake of this land, I, the Lord, will remember my people, and my people will never be forgotten again. I shall love them and show them mercy. In justice, I will set them free. I will deliver them from the hand of the evil one. For I, the Lord, have seen and heard the cry of my people in this land. The biggest mistake which many prophets do in the world, in it, which I don't want prophets or people who God will raise in this land to do, is to have an independent spirit. Because of background coming from a church which had no prophets, which was fighting prophets, all prophets in this land must be united. Don't fight one another. Submit to a higher authority. If there's a man who is higher than you in the land, submit to him. Don't think you have got the same grace, same gift, same level. If there are people who are anointed than you, submit to them. Not only prophets, who have got big apostles, big bishops. Who embraces the prophetic? Let me show you something. Can I show you something? Yes. What I've spoken to you is enough, but I want to show you something. Can I have you come here? Say prophesy.
Prophesy!
What have you come with?
My husband, my son is up there, and my sister is also up there.
Where's your husband? He's in. Husband, come here.
Professor Major.
Oh, yes.
In my mother's womb.
Oh, yes.
Because in the spirit realm. Do I know you?
No, Papa. Huh? No, Papa. No.
Sir, I'm talking to you.
No.
Ever met you before? Ever met you before?
No, man of God.
You. Do I know you?
No, Papa.
Maybe you wrote your name on the paper?
No.
Now, because in the spirit realm, I am seeing so many challenges.
Yes, Papa.
Because
Papa.
God was supposed to make this man become a great man.
Oh, yes.
But hear me. There was an instruction that this man missed. And now, because this man missed the instruction, he's now struggling and struggling and struggling. Because I am seeing documents. Documents.
Yes, man.
And course. These documents are like a courier something, courier, courier something.
Yes, I do clearing and forwarding.
Huh?
Clearing and forwarding.
I saw cars. Yes. Cars.
Yes, I
some cars were going to Uganda.
Yes, man. Of course.
What is this?
I clear cars to Uganda.
You clear cars to Uganda?
Yes, Papa.
Because in the spirit realm, can I prophesy?
Prophesy, Papa!
My Father!
You are the
shepherd's prophet in Nairobi.
I saw something happen. Because this man, if I pray for this man today, after I pray for this man today, his life is going to open completely.
I receive, man of God.
Hey, you can question one plus one, but you will never question two, because two is the answer. You may question my prophecy, but you will never question the testimony.
Oh, yes.
You will never question the result of my prophecy.
Oh, yes.
I was born to do this thing. Can I prophesy?
Prophesy!
Sir.
Yes, man of God.
I want you to know because there is a big testimony about to happen to you.
Yes, man of God.
Your business is up and down, up and down, up yes, and sir. Down. You, are you working?
Yes, Papa. I'm ready.
Huh?
I'm ready.
Are you working?
No.
You are not working?
Not yet.
Huh?
No, but Papa.
Let me tell you something. There's an attack of cancer. Now you're not aware of it, but I will remind you, you will remember.
Oh, yes.
There's an attack of cancer. Your mother had the same problem.
Oh, yes.
Someone said Jesus.
Jesus.
Where's your mother?
He's dead.
Huh?
He's no more.
Let me tell you something. This is what happened. Before your mother became pregnant, she developed cancer. Now your mother had pregnant of you. Now when you were born, I'm seeing your mother also dying.
Oh yes, Daddy, that's true.
Huh?
That's true, Papa.
What happened?
I don't know. My sister is here. I can come to explain. I was so small.
Huh?
My sister is here. I was very small.
Oh, not your sister. I'm the one who's explaining.
Oh,
now.
Yes, Daddy.
You are too much, my father. You are too much. You are forensic. You are major one.
You see, she's not even aware of what I'm speaking to prove to her that this God is speaking.
This is too much, Papa.
Lady.
Yes, Papa.
Are you here?
I am here, Papa.
Now, this is what happened. Now, your mother passed away when you were just actually a very, very, very tender child.
That's true.
A baby.
That's true.
And you were raised by an old woman.
My grandmother.
Your grandmother.
Yes.
Your grandmother also passed away.
Yes.
She also passed away.
Yes.
And you began to have depression.
Yes, Daddy.
As I'm talking to you now, you are depressed.
Oh, yes.
Huh?
Yes, Papa.
Let me tell you something. I am seeing two children.
I have two children,
two
Papa.
Children.
Yes.
On two these two children, there is one, a young one, a younger one.
Yes, Papa.
The moment you delivered this one,
oh,
you
yes.
also developed a stomach problem.
That's true, Papa.
That's
huh?
true.
It's
That's
very true.
True.
How old is the young one?
She's called Abigail.
How old is she?
She's 10 years She's 10. Now.
Now you have had this problem now.
Yes.
Since then.
Yes.
Until now.
Yes,
you
Papa.
Have a stomach problem.
Yes, Papa.
After giving birth.
Yes.
Your mother also died after giving birth. She developed a stomach problem.
Yes.
Your mother. Yes. And passed away.
Yes.
Now the same problem has come on you.
Do something, Papa. Deliver me. Do something.
If I be a prophet.
Oh, yes.
By this time next year.
Oh, yes.
Your testimony will shake the whole world.
I receive. Somebody put your hands for Jesus.
Huh?
Yes, Daddy.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if I don't pray for you, I see now you're going to say, oh, stomach. Then this thing will become a big thing. And God said, deliver her. Where do you stay?
In Mombasa.
In Mombasa?
Yes, Daddy.
In Mombasa?
Yes.
You pass this covered. I'm driving. I'm in a place. I'm seeing hordes of elephants.
Oh, yes. Around there.
Huh?
Around there.
Around there.
Huh?
Yes.
It's around that place.
Speak louder.
It is around that place where the elephants are.
The elephants are.
It's true what I'm saying.
It's very yes. true.
There are these things like
yes, Daddy.
Elephants.
And we find a T-junction.
Yes.
We turn to the right.
Yes. Yes.
First house. Second house, third house, fourth one, fifth house.
You are too
fifth house.
You
are house, number house number nine. House number nine. House number nine. When I enter, there are two rooms.
Yes,
one room, it is where you used to cook.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And also it's like a sitting room.
Yes,
then there is something that divides this room and this other room.
Yes,
it's a brown in color.
Yes.
You have got brown sofas.
Yes.
Brown sofas.
Yes, Daddy.
And you have got a screen, flat screen.
Yes,
the name of the TV is Smart Tech. Smart
yes,
Tech.
Yes,
you have a remote in your house.
Yes.
This remote, it has no cover on top.
Yes,
the batteries are exposed.
Yes,
can I prophesy?
Prophesy, Papa. My father.
You are forensic. You are major.
The sharpest prophet in town.
The prognostic preambulator.
A.K.A. Bazooka. The fearless general.
Receive your miracle if you want it.
I receive.
small house you are living.
Yes, Daddy.
Take a picture of it. Keep yes. the pictures. Yes, because God. Within 12 days.
Oh, yes.
Man of God.
Within 12 days.
Yes, yes, Daddy.
God will begin to show you a sign.
I yes, receive.
After 13 months.
Yes, Daddy.
I'm seeing a mansion.
Oh, yes.
Your own house.
I
can I prophesy here?
Prophesy, Papa.
This is too much, Papa. We can't handle it, Papa.
If you believe, wave your hand and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
After I pray with you,
yes,
let God begin to set you free. Let everything that is not moving begin to move.
Oh, yes.
Jesus, Sam. Jesus. Pick up. Pick up. Touch your stomach quickly. No cancer, no more pain, no more depression. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, receive your deliverance.
I receive.
Wherever you are, receive your deliverance.
I receive.
In Jesus' name.
I receive.